Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to John. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good afternoon, family. Welcome to your Melbourne Cup edition of the Rush Hour. We're all around the world, and everyone would have watched the Melbourne Cup just finished. And what a race it was. Number four, very elegant, is the Melbourne Cup winner. Ooh. And two very elegant young men join me in the studio. One is Bernie Vince and one is Greg Blewett. Good afternoon, chaps. And we watched the race that stopped half the nation.
We did. No, it does stop the whole nation.
It does stop the nation. And it drives me nuts when people say, oh, let's watch the race that stops the nation. So, no, it doesn't. It stops half the nation.
So it would have driven you mad watching the telecast of it, because they said that about 16 times before the race and after the race when they gave the cup out.
And I did it in my intro yesterday.
Yes, Greg.
So, but what does stop the nation? If it's not the Melbourne Cup, what does?
What does?
Yeah.
The rush hour.
What did you do during the race if you didn't stop?
We were watching it together.
Well, you stopped.
And
you
I did not. I was busy doing the dishes.
You were crying
into your hanky. How do you spell dishes, Charles?
If you didn't hear it or watch it or see it or hear about it or punt it on it, here's the last 400.
If you didn't stop.
At the 400 metres, a length and a half, floating artist. Here's Very Elegant. She's coming home. 300 to go. The Mighty Mare moves up to incentivise and races on by. Then floating artist, Spanish Mission. But Very Elegant at the 150, the darling of the turf, has race clear, 3 lengths incentivised, and it's Very Elegant, 10 group ones, and now the greatest of them all, the Melbourne Cup. Very Elegant wins by 3.5 incentivised, Spanish Mission, floating artist.
Thanks to Channel 10.
What didn't she kick like that? There was a period of time where she just went bang.
300 out, just, and then probably the last 150, 200, that kept that distance, but it was like they injected some NOS or something. She went bang, out she went.
So that's Chris Waller's first win?
Chris Waller. I'm not sure if it's his first. I don't think it's his first win, but James McDonald's first win as a jockey.
Rode it well, didn't he?
Oh, very well. Yeah. And incentivised the favourite. Got the perfect run, too.
Yeah.
Two out, one back, and a lot of cover popped out and just couldn't go with her. But, very good race.
Well done.
Which maybe, and I rang Abby after the race. I said, right, just in at work here, and you know, what'd you do for it?
Yeah.
And she said, who won? And what was it? I said, it's a horse race for starters. Mm. And I said, Very Elegant. And she said, oh, because she picks horses on names.
By name.
And she goes, would have picked that. Of course. But then I thought, you know what, well, I might just check some of the other names out and see what we'd be called.
Yeah,
okay. So there's a few in here we could go with. And Jars, I thought you...
So if I was a horse, what would I be called?
Maybe Great House.
A Great House.
Great House ran in it. Great House finished.
But what about the chosen one?
Well, the good thing that... Well, I'll get to that. The Great House. Well, and the thing with that is it reminded me of you as well. You've got a Great House on the front.
Yes,
the Esplanade.
Oh, it keeps telling us.
But it also came last.
What about Blue? Old cricket lips?
Master of Wine. Of Wine.
Yeah, okay.
Second last.
Yeah. All right.
And what about you, White
Top? There's a number of horses.
Here we go.
I'm thinking that what came to me. Well, Very Elegant came to mind. The Chosen One.
No.
Floating Artist, because I'm an artist. When I played footy, they used
to trade the artist. You're a troublemaker. You're a wrecking ball.
You know what? After that sort of attitude,
now
I know what I should have been.
What's that?
Miami Bound. I am out of here.
Did Wanker run?
I've got to talk about the a little bit of mail about Collective Minds in the Adelaide Crows camp.
No, there was no Tool Running Blue, because that would have been you.
Knob jockey run?
Hang on, talk. Out of us three, you're the only one that could be a jockey.
How?
Skinny and pasty and that
Sorry for being lean, mate.
55 kilos. Ringing wet.
Righto, let's get into it. 104.7 Triple M, Bernie, a Bluey and Jazz for a Tuesday evening.
What are you wearing, Jazz?
Well, what am I wearing?
Yeah.
My Melbourne Cup outfit.
Well, that's the first time I've seen you without jeans and RMs.
And the three-quarter shorts went out 15 years ago.
Jeez, they're baggy.
Boys, I want you to watch this space in the next week or so. Now, this is regarding the Adelaide Crows 2018 pre-season camp.
Oh, oh
no. Now, I as you know, Workplace SA have cleared the Crows of any wrongdoing.
And right,
they have been clear to the inch of their life.
Yep.
They've been cooperative. They've done everything by the book.
Yep.
Workplace SA have cleared them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the organisation who ran the camp, the Collective Minds, they are on the warpath with two high-profile journalists who have slammed their organisation since 2018. Now, they are looking for blood. They are looking for a public apology from these two individual journalists who have slammed them.
Defamation type
absolutely,
setup.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's probably fair. Because
they want a public apology in front pages, back pages. They want a public apology on a free-to-air TV network.
Money?
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that there, Byrne. But they got damaged.
Yeah,
their organisation, Gregory, got damaged.
Absolutely.
So watch this space. All right. They are coming. It's not over yet.
Let me repeat what you said at the start. So two journalists they're after.
Yes.
Not,
I know their names, but I better not say their names.
Okay.
Because we don't want to get in trouble.
No, we won't.
But one of the individual journalists will refuse to apologise because they believe that they got all their facts right.
So will this be turn into a legal spat?
Yes.
Right. Unless, in the court?
Yes. Well, that's what I was led to believe by this individual who's got his DNA all over this. But again, they've been damaged, the Collective Minds.
Like if you're
because they've been cleared of any wrongdoing.
If you're a business and that is the worst thing that could have happened, it was the most high-profile thing at the time. It was... They were just getting ripped through everything, weren't they? And and how do you bounce back from that? And if you're an organisation that was going to potentially use them, you're going, well, I don't know if I want to do that now. So I can understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But I think that'd have to be some money sort of incentive. Oh,
I didn't hear that burn in the conversation.
So they just want to get even with the journalist that wrote about it or spoke about it.
That's a way of rebuilding their brand as well, isn't
correct.
It? If there's a public apology and they say, listen, we got this wrong and they have been cleared. So
it's a very good point.
But the first thing that came to my mind as well was compensation because there's no doubt that they would have lost a lot of business.
How much work would have they had since this, 2018?
Good very question. I don't know. But but one of the individuals will not make an apology.
So it's going to be...
They're going to batten down. And the other individual, the other journalist, he's panicking because the talk was he could lose his position in the media.
Jeez.
Just a quick one with that. So you get one apology from one journalist. Do you really think that's going to make up for everything over the past 3 years?
No, but these two individuals piled on.
Yeah, I know that. I mean to the business though, Jazz. Over the past three years, financially and in the future.
Yeah, but it's a start, Tomo. They can start promoting.
You've got to start. Exactly.
They've got a lot of work to do.
They would have lost a lot of business, burn, their integrity, their respect, you know, and they've been cleared. They've been cleared of any wrongdoing regarding the camp. So watch this space
Have they ever put their hand up, Jars, and said, you know what, we actually got a few things wrong? Like we would have liked to have run it a little bit better. Because you would think that because of what happened, the stuff that came out, that
where
they would have been.
Fire,
yeah, that's right. Like they can't have been.
It wasn't perfect, was it?
I haven't heard any of them come out, Collective Minds coming, you know what, we actually got a couple of things wrong. But
again, it's not about that. It's about, you know, we want an apology because these two individuals, they were brutal. And one is print, one is free-to-air TV. So, so watch this space in the next week or so.
I can't wait to keep talking about it. That'd be great.
I'm over it.
When was it?
But I just thought I'd share that with you.
Should we do Collective Minds?
Why? Yeah. We should. It'd be good for us.
Some honest feedback.
Well, yeah.
You've got some for me, have you?
Yeah, and just a bit of fitness for you.
Oh, honestly.
I tell you what, boys, this Friday is going to be massive because Bluey's down the big 5-0.
How many times have I turned 50?
I don't know, mate. We're going to be broadcasting live at the district, though, this Friday, and the Triple M family could be there. All they got to do is become a Triple M club member. Right. TripleM.com.au. So make sure you do that, and we could see you at the district this Friday, Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination.
Once, great spot, the district. Good friends. Yeah, good spot. Once you sign up, what do you have to give out all your information, do you?
Nah, simple. Just a couple of things. rankings takes you 2 minutes, okay?
And then become a member.
Yeah, and then an email could be dropping in your inbox. Wow. See you there Friday.
Are you making a speech or two and you're getting paid for this gig
and
too?
And I'm hearing.
Am I getting paid for what?
Hang on.
Bluey's putting on the tap.
There's nothing left. There's nothing left, guys.
I'm just Catherine. Triple M. You go to 10 grand.
Triplem.com.au.
Sheepers.
That'll be a great night.
Was there a selection process for your 50th on Sunday?
Yeah, and it didn't include those knuckleheads that you brought.
Now, easy, we can't go there.
An incident
did occur, but now when Bern and I walked in into the old line, there was no one there.
Yeah.
Where were all your buddies?
I couldn't even find
it. What are you talking about? You guys got there at 5 o'clock. It started at 12.
There was a family in the corner that had more people than you your whole show.
You know what?
What?
The more people you invite, the more, the tab doesn't go around. So I was being thoughtful.
Actually,
it was quite a slow tab. I wasn't actually meant to have anything. It was just because COVID stuffed everything
up. They did. When did all your mates from
international, global world
meet with you?
Next year. I'm going to do it next year.
And that's just
for them? You two have had your go, all right? So don't expect an invite next year.
I'll change.
No, this time next year.
I'll change between now and then.
Oh, yeah.
And are you going to? I'll just bring one of the two mates next year.
You're going to?
Come
just
on.
Plus one for you.
Come
yeah,
on, let's
good.
Move on.
Well, big news over there in the States with Jordan Agoa yesterday. But big news today is the charges, or some of the charges, have been dropped, Jars. Yeah. And Blue, the forcible touching charge has been dropped by New York police. He still has to go to court in December, on December 8th, over alleged assault charges. But I think that relates to the other male,
right.
the friend of the female. So obviously that was a very big thing yesterday when we heard about the forcible touching and the almost groping. And But it says here, police had alleged DeGoey touched private areas outside the clothing without permission or authority of the 35-year-old woman. But that now has been dropped. So we're not sure what's happened behind closed doors or what's happened, but she has dropped those charges, which that's a big thing because that was the thing we were really concerned about.
Yep.
He's already been up for sexual assault before, and that went for a fair while and was dropped really late.
Okay.
These ones have been dropped pretty quickly. So whether they've seen the footage and it's not as bad or something's happened. So that's one positive, I guess, for to go. But like we said, where there's smoke, there's fire. And this man seems to always be around where there's smoke. And he's involved again.
And those assault charges obviously still stand. He's going to still be, I think, in a fair bit of strife.
Mm. And there's a glass involved, wasn't there? There was a glassing of a blow. So that's...
And he's obviously wants to try and get back to Australia before his court appearance on December the 8th. Now, if found guilty, right, so we've still got to put it in perspective. We've just got to let the courts do their job as we know. But if he's found guilty of the assault charge, Collingwood do have grounds to sack Jordan DeGoey if found guilty. And they're saying a payout about $750,000 on his contract for next year.
Jeez.
All right. So if found guilty, the club will obviously delist him and the AFL then will obviously have their sanction for him as well.
So
do you think the club will delist him just for the assault now that the forcible touching's been dropped?
It's an embarrassment. What he's done is embarrassing for the AFL. It's embarrassing for the Collingwood Football Club.
He's got a long list now. He's had a lot of priors.
But the sexual component of that charge, that now that that's been dropped, that has helped him massively.
Big time.
Because he's not the first bloke. So take that out of the equation, whether it happens or not.
Yep.
He's not the first bloke to get into a bit of a scuffle.
No, not at all.
But we don't know what he's done or his mate's done.
So we just got
initially reported was his mate that came in and stuck up with a glass. We don't even know whether it was him doing that. But he was, as we said, he's there, so you're guilty by association.
He's still yet to be found guilty, isn't he? So let's just wait and see.
Yep.
But
and we're expecting a statement from him in the next couple of days as well. So.
Yes, he'll come out and, so anyway, but watch this space and, wait and see what happens to Jordan DeGoey. Now, I'm fed up. I'm fed up being the CIC of this huge show.
Give it up then.
Well, I can't because I've been appointed once again for another 10-year term.
Oh, well, I didn't tick that off.
Now, you drive me mad, so selfish, and it comes from where you're back. Your background is a very selfish individual.
No, it's not.
Greg Blort, I talk about you. Now, the pillars are, Gregory, Burn, honesty,
my name right.
Respect,
yes,
passionate, selfless.
Oh, there's a few more being thrown in.
Well, like, well, there might be another pillar coming in.
But I never signed off on
now,
those, by the way.
This, anyway, this came to my attention through a very dear friend of ours, Byrne. The Gawler Race Course, November the 13th, we present Simon Black, John Platten.
Oh, two big names.
Mark Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Hosted by Wayne Flipper Phillips. He's a superstar. And yours truly, Gregory Blewett.
What do you know about racing?
You've got live music, John O'Connolly. $150 for a two-course meal, Burn, and a four-hour drink package at the Gawler Race Course at 7 p.m. and you're talking on a panel. How much have you put hand out for?
How many times have you spoken on a panel?
None. I tell you if I'm doing a gig. We promote it, but you don't say anything. Look at that.
No, he's trying to hide that.
As the Australian cricketer, they've hidden you in the photo shoot right in the corner.
Simon
Black's a superstar.
Well, I'm always going to look tiny next to Cosgrove.
Oh,
aren't I?
Oh.
Hey?
Oh, so how much are you getting paid cash?
None
and will you declare
business.
It to the taxation department?
Okay, I'll tell you what. You tell me how much you got paid on Saturday night for your charity event.
Great family, the Raven Cross.
Well, I came home with, I've got about 14 porterhouses in my fridge.
Yeah, so have I. Got a bottle of wine.
And a wine.
Look me in the
we
eye.
Did it for the, we did it for a wonderful eye. Organisation.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Ravo, I couldn't say their name right yesterday. Text
yeah.
me.
Yeah, he
it's
texted
Ravens
me. It's
Ravenscroft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
you
I called
got that right.
I called poor old Julie. His wife, lovely wife.
Yeah, but you call it Raven's Cross yesterday.
But I call her Jenny. That's
Jenny's
that's
Ian's
his mum.
Wife.
Yeah, Ian. Yeah. Anyway, so.
But, mate, what? It's, this is
how are you
going
driving
nowhere.
Up there?
This
you're getting
is going
a car?
Nowhere.
You're getting a car, aren't you? You're getting an Uber.
Oh. I think there's a. I think there might be a a Hummer or something picking you up.
Jazz. The vehicle that he's going in doesn't even have wheels.
He's getting
He's going in a chopper.
What are you going to talk about?
Oh, probably some more interesting stuff than the Crows camp.
You know what he's going to talk about?
Beer with Bluey Boone.
Face of Mushtaq Ahmed and getting out to him all the time.
This is, on this show, my
Beer with Bluey, I'll fall asleep.
I'll talk about the reasons why Bernie was traded to Melbourne instead. Real reasons.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
What were
Slap
they? I can't remember.
Yeah. Crow's knife.
Bringing the club down.
Oh. Into disrepute. Yeah. I think they did a pretty good job
honestly.
Of that when I left.
But this, the beer with.
So what's
the beer with Bluey, this is on here, that my segment. That's just practice for these sporting nights.
Oh.
It's just, I'm just getting
suggest,
me into a bit of.
I suggest you keep practicing.
So you.
The radio show is a hobby.
This is just
say this is a hobby. Is it?
It's a second job.
You wormed your way into Burning Eye.
This isn't. This is
raining through the roof.
Actually, Jazz, I actually spent a bit of time with his manager on the weekend.
Did you?
Oh,
did you? Can you tell him to lift his game?
I said about your car deal.
Yeah. What did he say?
Well, how am I meant to get someone with no talent?
Yeah.
Car?
Yeah.
I said I got one in about 3 hours.
Can't even get a brown Camry.
Who's your manager? Stop
Macca.
Going there.
Felix Management.
Is that who they
Very
are?
Very good, yeah. Yeah. Got a few of us on board.
So they got you.
To our own Tommy Jonas with Felix.
How come I'm not in there? I been asked?
I think you're just on the other side of the old the old hill.
Bert and I are going to have a management group, aren't we, mate?
No.
Dumb and Dumber.
No, if Greg's unsellable, I don't know where you are.
Anyway, so all the best.
Thanks, mate.
All the best.
Yep.
Yeah, don't
nice
tell us.
Work. And yet, why would I tell you?
Have they sold any tickets?
Well,
at all
I got
yet?
A text from the president of the Gawler Race Club.
Be a
very
sellout.
Concerned.
Yeah.
Basically asked if you and I would come up as well.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just struggling to sell the tickets.
Don't put them to sleep.
Good luck with
Get
that.
Get them in the palm of your hand like Bern and I did Saturday night.
Well, yeah. I bet.
I wonder if Bluey will be in Simon Black's room at 3 a.m. drinking red wine like we were.
And will you talk about your plums being snipped?
No. Of course not.
Hi, I'm Greg Blewett. I'm an Australian cricketer who got out at 99 about five times.
I don't like cricket.
And
I love it.
Hey, just on a serious note to start this little cricket update. Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to pay my respects. We lost three Test cricketers over the weekend, late last week and then over the weekend. Ashley Mallett, who is a South Australian, of course. Alan Davidson from New South Wales. And my ex-coach, Peter Philpott, who coached here for about 3 or 4 seasons.
Oh.
So we used to call him Percy, lovely man.
Yeah.
He passed away over the weekend. Oh, so, I'd like to pay my respects to those three fine gentlemen.
Yeah.
Bit of a update with the World T20 going on
as well.
Where
are we at, mate?
Well, we're struggling a bit, to be honest. We got absolutely hammered by England on the weekend.
Doesn't help when you play your test players in T20 cricket. That doesn't help.
Well, I don't think you're going to get anyone that's played the game would have criticised the squad that we took over there.
Oh.
So on paper, it's all right now. It's all right now halfway through the tournament to come out and go, well, why did you pick? I didn't hear that.
I was critical even before.
Of who?
Finch, Smith, Warner, all out of form. Wade.
Smith's been okay.
But they're not T20 players.
What are you talking
about?
Anyone
over 30.
Aaron Finch isn't a T20 player.
Alex Carey should
David
be the captain.
David Warner's made the second most IPL runs.
Yeah, but he's not
ever.
He hasn't made a run in about 6-7 innings. You know that. We need him now to make runs.
Well, he got 60 the other day.
Yeah, but he got dropped early then as
Please,
well.
Please, come on, Greg.
Anyway, so England pantsed us. They got out the runs with about 8 overs to go. Joss Butler is on fire for England. They've won 4 straight, so they look like the team to beat. Pakistan are the other ones.
Joss Butler last night
against Sri Lanka. And he belted us like 70-odd runs off about 37 balls or something. So he's going really well, as are England. So we've got 2 more games remaining. One is on Thursday against Bangladesh. And the remaining one is on Saturday night against the West Indies. Now, we need to win, because our run rate copped a shellacking against England, so we need to win both of those games. Should beat Bangladesh. West Indies, that's a bit hit and miss. So a lot of work to do for the Australians, but England looking very good. And I just want to change tack as well, Bernie.
Yes.
Lucas Herbert won on the PGA. He's 25 years of age. He's a golfer. And he won his first PGA event the other day. Now, that's coming off. He won the Irish Open last year.
Yep.
He was runner-up in the Scottish Open. And his world ranking now is 43. So
43.
He could be the next Australian big thing in golf.
Looks a bit like Tex. He's got one ear bigger
that's
than the
right.
other.
You do. You're right.
God, don't go there.
No, it's exactly right.
It is.
Yes.
He's not.
Yeah.
Does he look like Tex?
Yeah.
He's got the mustache.
Well, not
it's very unlucky.
Is it the right or the left? Lucas, it's the left. So they'd be, if they teamed up.
They looked at each other, it looked like you're looking in the mirror.
See, Adam McGilchrist just went the boat.
I thought this was a golf chat.
No, it was a cricket chat.
It's a health chat. I thought you were doing a cricket stat. What about India?
It's an ear chat.
Talking about India, India lost their first two.
So talk about them. They've got to keep winning as well.
Has Virat lost the players?
No one really. It's India, mate. We're talking about Australian talent here. Lucas Herbert, 25 years of age.
I want to know more about the cricket. You're not saying.
What else do you want to know?
I want changes. I want Alex Carey to be the T20 captain and build the side around him, like England have done. They've selected up players that can play T20 cricket.
This is what happens after World Cups.
But you just fobbed me off.
This is what happens after World Cups.
Mate, they've had four years to get this right. And we're ranked 7th in the world. And you're just blasé about it. Oh, it's this T20 cricket.
Well, no, I'm not.
It's a World Cup.
No, I'm not, mate.
You don't take this seriously.
I've said right from the word go, that our international T20 side hasn't been good enough for a long period of time.
So what do we do to change it? What do you want to see changed?
When the World Cup is over, that's when you address it, Jars. We still might win it.
We win four games in a row. We're no guarantees against Bangladesh. Don't disrespect them. We ain't going to win 4 games in a row.
We've never done it.
That's never been done before.
It has been done, but not on current form. You can't go down that way.
You've seen yourself arguing about it. Why don't you put your plums out and have a bet?
Yeah. About what?
Whether Australia win 4 in a row or not.
Australia won't win 4 in a row.
Well, he reckons they will.
No, I said it's not impossible.
Come on, Tomo, let's cut old pasty boy off. I want to see your plums out. I want to see something happen here.
No, we won't win 4 games in a row.
Right,
there you go.
That's three out of four.
And I'm going to get my plum out. Show you.
We've got to stop talking about our plums because we've got kids in the car.
Someone get me some magnifying glasses.
Boys, it's time to get to the family. On 0488 51047, I should say, the text line's open, all thanks to Automasters. Switch and save on service and repairs. Today, Timmy from Selix Beach has sent through. Out of the three of you, who would be the best on the punt? Because it is Melbourne Cup Day today.
No, I'm the worst. I'm just a shocking gambler.
I'm with you, Gregory.
So, which is why I don't do it very
often. All I have to be is better than the worst, and I win. So, that's obviously me.
You're pretty productive on it, aren't you?
Yeah, I do like to read up on it and look at it. Yeah. I've already had a couple of bets on the Melbourne Cup back in about a month ago. I backed Pondus, who runs, that's paying about $20 at the moment. Got that at 74 or something.
Is Byrne, though, your typical punter? Like, you only ever hear about his wins?
No, he tells us, he's
very good, and he shares a lot of his information too. Not like some people I know.
Oh, counts full, do. But I've got to get rid of some.
But Timmy, my brother.
Is there a maximum, is there?
We still on?
Yeah, we're still on. We're just waiting for you. You're showing your phone to Greg.
My tab that I was running on Sunday.
$4,500?
There's some people that just love it. My brother DJ loves.
He loves
it.
I don't bet big.
No, I don't bet big.
But the biggest bet I'll have is about 30.
Yeah, so to answer the question, Bernie's our number one.
Bernie'd be the one. So why don't we change tact a little bit then?
Okay, good question.
The best bets you've got. Okay, so what is there a $2 little winner you've got or something? You put $2 down.
Bern, what would you put $2 on? Even though the race is already.
If you're going to put $2 on, you might as well just watch it.
That's what Jars does. $2.50 each way.
There you go.
$2.50.
We all know.
Watch it.
My motto.
Last of the big spenders, now? Jars.
The more you put on, the more you win. Gamble responsibly.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. The Lightning Rod, Andrew Jarman.
Global, all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Bullock.
Lane Bally Hill, Philip Heath.
On the Rush Hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumber.
I like it, Benny. You fixed that too. Dumb or dumber it is now.
It's all over.
Just a running tally, Jars. What's the scores?
It's 3-2, Gregory and Bern.
Yeah, who's way?
No, if, my
who's way?
It's 3-2. Gregory, your way, and you've played very well.
Thank you. You've actually surprised me, Jars.
Yeah.
You're not as dumb as you look.
What'd you say then?
No, let's move straight on. Yeah. Let's get straight into it because, you know, we've got places to go. Places to pee. You know, places to pee.
Pee?
What are you saying?
To be.
Chunk lips?
People to see.
No, that's not it. Say it again.
You say it.
No, sure. No, don't deflect.
Don't deflect.
Yeah, say it again.
Say it again.
Places to be, people to see.
Yeah, that's
what's wrong with that? I thought that made sense.
It's the other way around, though, wouldn't it?
It's the other way around. I can just say it whatever way I want.
One to Burn.
I'm winning.
One. Yeah.
That's a good thing that I'm on one, though.
No. Is it really?
Well, yeah. Normally the highest tally wins. You idiot. You should be on minus
Come
one.
On. Right, let's play it. Ready? Audio.
First question.
Play the intro.
We already have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you weren't listening. I know I lost you there for a bit. That hat too. That's from our variety golf day.
Yeah. Well, free.
Yeah, free. Yeah.
No,
it was. Oh, what you paid for it?
Don't
did you?
Go there. Plug here.
All right, here we go.
Right, number one.
What was the official alleged charge dropped?
Andrew.
No, you can't.
Forcible touching.
Yes, yeah, it was. Forcible touching.
I'm going to have the sheet in front of me.
No, but I didn't see it.
Oh, now you're changing the rules.
Now you're changing. And that's what you've been using too. I've realised that. Because the camera's here in the studio.
Actually,
showed me you've been
the
cheating.
The camera's there.
I don't think many of these are on here anyway.
Right, 1-0.
And if you don't get this exactly right, give the other guy a chance to crack it. It'll be closest.
When's Burns Beef coming back?
Shut up. Name the exact score that Josh Butler scored last inning.
Andrew. 101.
Yes.
No, it's not the exact.
Oh.
Yes, he did. 101 not out.
Not out.
So, still 101.
No, 101.
He said 101.
No, I'm accepting that.
Thank you.
I'm accepting that. That's 2-0.
I come out of the blocks, don't I?
How many balls?
You do come out of the blocks, but have been
known. But that's not a question. That's not part of the question.
Have been known to fatigue about this time.
Do I get a point if I get the deliveries right?
No, Byrne.
But what?
No.
How many deliveries? You obviously
was
know it.
No, was it 67?
64, I think.
See, you got it wrong again.
No, it was take not. Hang
so
on.
That, it's three. It's three zip my way.
No, I said
because he answered a question.
I said he can't have that. Anyway.
All right, here we go.
So
number
I'll
three.
Ask this while
so
he's
it's
looking
two zip my way.
Who do?
Who do?
What's that again?
Who do? Australia play next.
Andrew.
Oh,
Louis.
Louis. Bangladesh.
Yes. Jeez, that was quick.
Yeah, you want to be very
notice why I said who do and then added pause. I had to get that bit out quick. Name one of the two cup ambassadors.
Andrew. Ollie Wines.
Can you name the other one?
Yeah, Petrarca.
Yes, well done. But that's one each.
Yeah.
I'll give you one each for that.
But I've won.
What have you got?
Isn't that the...
No, no, it's 3-2.
You said name one of.
Yeah.
And I gave you Ollie Wines.
Yeah.
So I won that question.
No, I got the other one.
Yeah, you got the other one.
No, but I already won the question. Oh, no. This is rigged.
Come on.
It's not rigged.
It's 3-2.
3-2.
Oh, and how many questions have you done?
There's one more question to go.
And it's 3-2. That's five already.
No, there was two questions in one.
Absolute mockery. Honestly, this is a shambles.
Name the margin that Melbourne won the grand final.
Andrew.
Mm.
87 points.
Wrong, and I'm going to give Bluey a crack at it. Closest wins.
Yeah, I think it was 76.
Oh, 74.
Yeah.
74.
If you can't give him that.
Tiebreaker.
Closest two.
Tiebreaker, then.
Yeah.
Closest two.
Let's go. Closest two.
Tiebreaker.
Charles. Charles, come back. You can't win if you're off mic. Name one jockey that's riding today.
Andrew.
Oh, just one of them.
I said Glenn
Voss.
I said Blue.
Yeah!
It was me first.
Get around him.
There's only so long I can keep you in the competition, Blue. I kept you in the competition early.
But I said it was Bluey first.
See
everyone
later,
knows
this. Next tomorrow.
That's the last time I play.
See you later.
Oh, he's not playing that.
There he goes.
Oh, is it? Hey, is it Jars happy with it now?
Here he goes.
He was quitting before.
It's three all. Great comeback. Great comeback.
He's back.
I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the last time we ever play.
104.7 Triple M's Rush Hour. See you tomorrow, family. Bye.